We're at a crisis in terms of our nation's transportation infrastructure, and particularly including our freight transportation infrastructure, and certainly ports and their connections on both sides are vital pieces of that. And there's a lot of investment being made at the local level in the port facilities themselves. Primarily, the shortfall, more in line with a crisis situation, is in those connections. Like when your navigation channels are not even being maintained at the depths and widths, many of them are only being maintained for essentially half of their width. It's just an absolute waste of federal investments. It's essentially the equivalent of making an investment in a two-lane highway, making that significant investment, and then just maintaining half of it down the middle and letting the rest fall by the wayside and fall into disrepair. So we're not only reducing our competitiveness, reducing efficiency, but we're in essence wasting past investments in our nation's infrastructure. And at a bare minimum, we need to be maintaining the infrastructure that we have and improving it where appropriate. We can't be letting it run down. What's particularly frustrating and problematic is that those navigation channels have a user fee, the harbor maintenance tax, that collects more than is necessary to enable those channels to be fully maintained. But a good deal of that money, and up until just a few years ago, about half of that money on an annual basis was being diverted to other areas of the federal budget.